Hi, thank you for calling customer care. My name is Cindy, and how can I help you?
Hi, Cindy. My name is Lisa, and I just got a reply that I've been enrolled in a meal plan that I'm not interested in.
Okay, one moment. This is Lisa Schultz.
Scott, yeah.
Okay, I have your last name spelled Schutt.
That's correct.
Okay, verify for me, please, your address.
951 Schaefer Road, Newfield, New York.
Okay, thank you. I have your account pulled up, and it does look like you entered in a contest or completed a survey. And in doing so, it signed you up for the meal plan app as well. I know the meal plan app is good for nutritional recipes, workout videos, and things like that. Now, I can lower the cost to $20 a month.
No, I'm not interested in that.
Okay, one moment if you don't mind. I'll be right with you.
Okay.
Okay, thanks so much for holding. I was able to update the account with the information we discussed and closed it out. And then I can provide you with your cancellation number.
Okay, hold on just one second. Let me get a pen.
Okay. Okay, your cancellation number is going to be the letter C920. 558-033.
Okay. Now, do you know, was this just part of the I don't know what to call it that I just did?
Is this
Because
what? I'm sorry.
I don't understand how this got into what I was doing.
Okay. Well, when you selected the gift, once you completed the survey or entered the contest, it takes you over to the terms and conditions and it explains in detail what you were signing up for.
Okay, because there was no terms and conditions.
Did you click at the top of the page or at the bottom of the page?
I think it was the bottom.
Because that's where
And
it
there was
tells you in
nothing.
detail about the food plan app.
Yeah, there was nothing there. That's okay. I just want to make sure that it's canceled and I won't be charged for it.
Well, you were charged for it. Also, in the disclosure of the terms, it explains once you've been billed, the charge is valid. What I can do, hold on for one moment. The system will allow a 35% credit. I can override that and credit 50% back to the account.
No, there. None of that information was on there, and I'm fairly good about reading all of it. So if this can't be credited back, I will contact my bank right now.
Okay, and then that would be unfortunate because we would have to disclose the terms and conditions. And I apologize. The system, because you just signed up today, the system will allow a 75% credit. The 25 and 50% is for customers that have had the account for 2 to 3 weeks. Hold the line for one moment if you don't mind. I'll just make notations. One moment, please. I'm just waiting for the update to process. One moment.
Understand what you're doing.
I'm making updates on the account, and again, because you requested a refund.
Okay.
Okay.
So
you're
refunding the amount?
Well, the most I'm able to refund is 75%. I could reach out to corporate and find out if they're able to do more. One moment. Okay, thanks so much for holding. I did get approval to void out that charge. You do want to allow 3 to 5 business days for processing.
Okay, and is it still under the same number?
Yes, that is correct.
The confirmation number?
Correct.
Okay, thank you for your help.
No problem.
Sorry for the misunderstanding.
No problem, and thank you for calling customer care.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.